There we go. Wow, that was fast. Look at that.
Wow.
Are we good? Everybody, welcome. It is 2 o'clock Saturday. Wow. That means it's time for a new episode of Bad Advice. I am your host, Drew Marks. That was an amazing opening. That was very quick.
Get it done.
I'm assuming Nick is coked out of his face right now.
That could be it.
And if he's not, he should be.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for joining in. I want to thank all our listeners here at Skid Row Studios in downtown L.A., as well as welcome our listeners on Extreme Talk Channel 165. XM Radio. Thank you for calling. If you want to call the show, our number here, 800-893-9562. If you're unfamiliar with Bad Advice, I am joined by a panel of very funny people. We will take questions on any subject at all and give you some truly bad advice. I want to welcome our panel today. We have, as we always do, very funny people. Mr. Ken August, host of the Weekly Wrap-Up.
Happy to be here.
Vic Cohen. You can catch him on VicCohen.com. He also hosts his own show called It's a Fair Question.
Hello, everyone.
Nice. We have a very special guest today. Dave Nunez. Now, this is amazing, people. It is not only his birthday, but on his birth certificate, he was born at exactly 2 o'clock. The exact time of our show, we give birth to Dave Nunez.
Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you. 62 years ago today, guys. I use Oyo Vole and I look great.
Yes. But, yeah. He is also the tallest Mexican in the world.
Yeah. Yes. I thought it was actually Sal Rodriguez and Ricky Esquieta duct taped together.
Don't ever call me Ricky Esquieta again. No, I'm kidding. Rick, I love you. It's cool.
You are, because we insist on having, you know, one Hispanic a week.
That's true. That's the quota.
And you're it this week.
Yeah, you're the quota.
Can you imagine having custom leaf blowers? I can't use the regular ones. I have to, get them custom done.
Silencer on those things. Those things are out of control.
Yeah, they're, no, we have silencer, but that's on our guns.
We have another first timer to the show. Buck Starr is here. Very, very funny.
Yay. Virgin.
He works with a bunch of shows on the GoCast Network, where I have had the pleasure of it being a guest. It's very fun, so make sure you check out GoCast Network for some very funny content over there. Del Prete is here.
Hey.
You look...
Oh my God, I'm going to get raped in here today.
That's the plan.
You're telling me you felt safe other weeks?
I did, but today's a little risky.
Across from Vic.
I got to say your breasts look amazing.
There you go. Yeah. That'll make her comfortable. I also want to thank our sponsor, Audible.com. If you want, Audible.com's great. You can go there and get a free audiobook. Just go to audible.com and at checkout put, what is it, Gus?
Audible.com/Skid Row Studios.
Audible.com/Skid Row Studios. My headphones just went off.
Was Gus working for Audible now?
Yeah.
Shameless
multitasking. I do encourage people to go there because let's face it, you should check out audible.com because reading is hard, but listening is easy.
Not necessarily. I disagree. It depends on who's talking.
That's true.
Right. That's a good point.
Unless you're in a relationship. But listen, if you go, we have a guarantee. If you go to audible.com and you get a book and you don't like it, we will send Vic to your house to read a book to you.
That's right.
That's torture. Hey,
I will bring a pop up.
That's nice. Threaten them. That's good.
That's not helping the illiteracy issues in our country.
Kim, germs,
I know. There's like all kinds. There's a wet wipe in here. What's going to go on in here? There's lots of sanitizing.
There's a lot of tuberculosis.
Stuff.
That tuberculosis thing is going around.
And we're going to prevent it with a wet wipe.
And for the record,
he's a doctor.
A pop up book usually means the book pops up, just for the record.
I'm thinking about writing a sex book that's a pop-up book.
That'd be awesome, actually.
That'd be great. Yeah. Especially if you put your penis in the book and just let it...
It wouldn't pop up very much. If his penis was in it, it wouldn't pop up.
I'm assuming this is a kid's book.
It
is.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Brought to you by Jerry Sandusky Publin.
There is a way to do it tastefully, actually.
Yeah.
I don't
just rub a little mint on it.
I don't think it's a scratch and sniff. I'm not sure if it knows what tastefully means.
Yeah.
Comes with an Eltoid.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff to get to today. Again, if you want to call us and be part of the conversation, or if you have a question for us here on Bad Advice, the number 800-893-9562. We're going to start with some stories, people that I feel could use some advice, but just we're too lazy to ask. Our first one. This one doesn't need advice, but it's just fun. Apparently, this one comes out of Russia. Tatiana Kotsakovna.
Nailed it.
I did.
Yeah.
That's
Tatiana Kotsunikova.
Oh, my Lord.
Unofficially owns the world's strongest vagina by virtue of her record for vagina weightlifting.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I think I've seen her in the gym.
Yeah. Apparently, she inserts a wooden egg into her vagina and then attaches a weight to the egg. She contracts her muscles around the egg and then lifts the poundage. The 40-something Russian mom says that it has taken her 20 years to become so powerful in her nether region. She reportedly set the vagina weightlifting record by hoisting 31 pounds.
That is nice.
Wow,
that's great.
I heard a vagina stopped a robbery the other week.
Vagina's ripped.
It says they want it to be known she isn't the official Guinness World Record holder. Only because there is no Guinness category for vagina weightlifting.
There should be. Yet.
Which makes no sense.
Well, I'm going to totally give her a run for the money. I don't know.
Exactly.
What is it, a Venus flytrap? Does it come and like get the ball and like suck it in? Like, how does she hold
it
the ball?
Are you already not paying attention, even though it's the first story?
I have learning disabilities. So what happened?
How long have you had a vagina?
Literally, I don't know. I haven't looked at it in a while. So.
Right now, your vagina seems weak. I'm just letting you know right now.
Yeah.
Just
sad letting you know. Vagina.
I can say
sad.
I relate to this. I do have the weakest penis. And you can go to Guinness Records and see that.
Yes. Yes. Do you have a vagina too? I feel like you're both.
If I did, I wouldn't be here right now.
No, she puts a wooden egg inside. Mm-hmm. And then attach, it's got a string, you know, I guess. A very strong string. It's like spider webbing.
And
then she hangs
it's
it.
It's all clicking in now? Is that
it's like a bulldozer.
How many?
Is that a bulldozer? What's the thing? Oh, no, crane?
Wrecking ball. It's like a wrecking ball.
Wrecking ball.
You don't know anything about vagina weightlifting.
I'd like to know who her trainer
is. Shame on you.
Who taught her? I want to know who her trainer is because we need to talk to that girl.
I know. They should have a video.
I want to spot her.
That's good.
100 more. 100
you can
more.
Go. You can do it.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's like the Rocky movies. You can do it.
It did say she was a mom, though. Yeah. So she broke both her children's necks as they were born. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a little rough. Here's the thing. It's like I won't date a woman like if she's a regular weightlifter because I just assume at some point I'm going to piss her off and I don't want her able to kick my ass. I definitely don't want this one.
I just want to know, what does a vagina look like on roids?
Well, it's angry.
Yeah. Well, it starts to grow a penis.
How much does your vagina lift, Marie?
I don't know. About your size?
Her vagina?
That just turned Vic on.
Not
that
much.
Just turned
so much.
So only 10 pounds.
Yeah, very light. Very light pounds. Lifter.
Her vagina tends to beat you with a bat.
My vagina is totally going to crack your skull.
It's like a nutcracker, but with a giant nut.
This sounds like a Hollywood diet if I ever heard of one.
Yeah, it sounds very Hollywood-esque.
I think, before we move on, my only advice is if you're a guy and you're dating a woman whose vagina is stronger than the rest of you, it's time to move on.
Why? That could be good.
Well, I have some advice. My advice is date a woman with a strong vagina because it makes sex better.
Yeah. She could totally rip that thing off of you.
That's the problem.
Oh, but don't you guys like that?
No, you know what?
They keep things attached for the most part. Yeah.
I'll say one.
I'm waiting for UFV, Ultimate Fighting Vagina. That's what I'm waiting for.
Nice.
That'd be awesome. And you could dress up like a character.
Just put eyes over the vagina and stuff, and you can have a beard and everything. It'd be great.
Like a Monster Jam.
Okay, one more thing, Vic.
I just want to say one thing. Katania Kotsunikova. I want to let you know I am single. And contact me, VicCohen.com.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I'm interested.
That was sweet.
All right, our next story comes from Brazil. And this is unbelievable to me. Have you guys heard about this? There's a company called Sexonico. Sexonico is an online sex shop. And they've started a bidding war for the virginity of Valentina. Valentina is Brazil's first lifelike sex doll. So far, the bids for the lady's flower have surpassed $105,000.
Is this in Japan?
No, this is Brazil.
Oh.
It says, whoever places the highest bid before March 31st, when the auction ends, will win full romantic package, which includes a night in the presidential suite of Motel Swing, a pay-by-the-hour motel.
It's awesome.
A special candlelit dinner with French champagne, an aromatic bath with rose petals. You get a round-trip flight if you don't already live in San Paulo. You get special lingerie. It says in parentheses, this is for her.
Getting turned on already.
And you get a digital camera so you can film it and show it to your friends.
Okay, what? I think this is perfect for
what?
Men. You know why? Because you guys don't want us to friggin' talk.
That's
so
true.
It's with a doll. Well, it's a hot doll. You get to like
it
sit
is a hot
and have
doll.
Dinner and nobody talks.
The reason we don't want you to talk is because you think Japan is in Brazil.
and also, oh, wait, it's touché. His pronunciation. Touché. It's his pronunciation of the yeah. people's name. It sounds Japanese. No.
Marie, it's not that we don't want women to talk. We don't want you to talk.
I'm talking.
And it's
punk.
A Brazilian doll, so you know that doll's today. Got fucking ass. You know that doll's
got ass.
Ass. Oh, yeah.
Brazilian. The vagina's going
to
jump across the table, beat
I
the crap out
God.
Of it in a couple seconds.
I would love to go that way.
It's going to be like Alien.
It has a picture, and this is a hot-looking doll. I'm not going to lie to you. I'll be honest, I would do the doll, but I am not paying $105,000.
You can't even tell what the doll
looks
like.
Either one of those
like.
Aspects says, surprised me.
It says she has green eyes, fleshy lips, full breasts, and a body that inspires envy in all women.
And she doesn't talk.
Drew
would do a Cabbage Patch doll, though, so that's not really much.
That's true.
Wood?
What do you mean wood?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. I didn't want to go there.
What you got, Buck?
I said is.
Oh. I can speak to this.
I've
made love to many dolls. And first of all, there's no such thing as a real life woman doll. No. I've made love to many, many anatomically correct.
No,
with
did
hair,
you see the HBO
works.
Special? They have one.
Work.
Yes,
these
they
things
do.
Are. They cost a couple $1,000s. These things are unbelievable.
Yeah, they're not the $10.99 ones that you're banging.
Right.
You don't even yeah.
wait
this one.
I mean, seriously.
Right. No, seriously, Marie. I've made love to many dolls. So
okay.
You don't know.
Well, that's something
they're
to be proud
$10.99.
Of. Yeah. It's really proud.
He fucked Tickle Me Elmo last week.
Do you know why there are many? Because after one time, the doll leaves him.
He's paying child support
you
for
can make
$4.
A doll talk. You can make a doll talk.
Let me tell you something.
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I've made love to every one of my stuffed animals as a kid.
Oh, nice.
And I've made love to professional love dolls that have been built for that kind of action.
Vic's house is the first place where they ever saw a Teddy Ruxpin suicide.
The judge must have been like just in disbelief when he's like a doll filed rape charge.
His mother must have been like, why are all your stuffed animals crusty?
Why do they have a hole in the middle?
Right.
But the truth is that every one of the guys in this room has done the same.
Really? We're going there?
Oh, yeah. Come on, Vic. Are we going?
Yeah, we are, because it's what guys do. It's what we experiment with. That's why
dolls?
They give kids stuffed animals.
Show of hands. Anybody done this?
Well, yes. I'm still trying to get over the fact that Vic keeps saying he made love to the dolls instead of fuck them.
So Vic, because I have feelings.
It's his G-rating like kind of talk. I think it's really interesting that you're proud. Like you're standing here like almost on the edge of your seat, like just happy.
Well, the dolls all told him he was the best they ever had.
The only thing I can say, Drew, is I'm so glad I'm not a doll. That's all I can say right now.
You are a sweetie, though. You're a sweetie, if not a doll.
Somebody had to say to Vic's doll, show me on yourself where Vic touched you.
No, I'm not proud of it. I'm just sharing. That's what we do here. I talk about all what right. honestly goes on, and I wish the other men in this room were as honest and candid.
Right. I am extremely honest.
That's a great wish.
Why aren't there male dolls for women?
Like, okay, here's the funny thing. As you asked that, this company had some of the other ones, and I brought this one in because they have a Presidente Obama love doll.
That's
it's
awesome.
Called the Blow Up Barack, and on the box it says, the Blow Up Barack Presidential Love Doll. He'll batter your bush. It says, visit his oral orifice. And he'll stimulate your package.
I mean, first off, who wants to get banged by Obama? I mean, come on. That cannot be a desire of any female species
alive. I
don't
know. He's kind of sexy. Like, he's
and that's
sexy.
Why you shouldn't vote, by the way.
Marie or women? I want the Dick Cheney doll. Funky. I want the Dick Cheney doll.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Yeah, he fucked
Cheney.
All of us for years. So, I mean.
Ew, I would die.
Hold on.
I just have a follow-up question about the doll. In that article, did it say anything about being self-cleaning? Because the hardest part with making love to a doll is the cleanup.
What is this? Is this a juicer?
No, I mean, for $100,000, that thing should clean itself.
Yeah, you
like
put
an
it
oven.
In the dishwasher.
I mean,
no, it's supposed to be like an oven. You know, it should be self-cleaning.
Yeah, you can unscrew her vagina and put it in the dishwasher.
That would be awesome. That's the kind of woman I want.
And the other thing is...
Keep it clean.
The other problem with the challenge with making love to a vagina is you smell like plastic for like your dick smells like plastic for days.
This is why you go to the 99-cent store for yours, because I don't think that this one smells like, she probably smells like roses or something.
It has rose petals.
Well, it says the bid's at $105,000. Vic just made a bid, so it's now $105,002.
Maybe it's actually, maybe it's made from human flesh or something. It's a basketball or something.
The fact that they're willing to, they got a bid up to $105,000. That's why no one takes Brazil seriously as a country.
I don't think it's Brazilians spending that money. I think it's some other weirdos.
Vic?
Yeah, I think it's the Japanese.
The Japanese are pretty into weird shit.
I don't make love to dolls anymore. That was in the past.
Okay.
She broke up with you?
I want to remind everybody, you are listening to us both on Skid Row Studios as well as Extreme Talk XM channel 165. You can call us. Now, if you're listening on Extreme XM, you can't call live because you're hearing a rebroadcast. But if you join us at Skid Row every Saturday from 2 to 3, you can call 800-893-9562. Also, make sure you like us on Facebook, the Bad Advice Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter, Drew's Bad Advice, as well as get all our episodes at the iTunes store. Make sure you subscribe for free. Our next story. This one's a little disturbing. A Florida man allegedly beat a child for not eating his vomit-filled squirrel soup. Apparently, Mark Scott Smith of Jupiter made a breakfast of freshly hunted squirrel soup for a young boy. Smith's relationship to the boy, whose name has not been released, is unclear. According to the affidavit, the boy began coughing so hard that he threw up into the soup, but Smith demanded that he keep eating it. When the child would not eat the mixture of barf and squirrel, Smith allegedly hit him with a belt. Now, the thing I find disturbing about this is my mom never seasoned our squirrel soup with vomit.
This is why I think you should have...
That kid's spoiled.
And you should let kids have guns and so he could blow his head off.
That's how you get squirrel soup, by the way.
Yeah, I think the kid found
what made him think a belt was going to work? I mean, why not something more aggressive, you know?
So did the kid eat the soup?
No, the kid ran to the neighbors.
And they don't know his relation. So I think they first need to identify, hey, are you my uncle? Because then you can hit me.
I'd like to think he's probably the nutritionist.
What level of relationship are you allowed to smack the kid with the belt?
That's what we need to clarify, right?
I don't even smack my kid with a belt.
I smack your kid with a belt.
I smack other people. I feel good.
You don't make your kid eat weird stuff like that, though, do you?
No, uh-uh. He eats delicious food. Okay. I mean, he likes to eat his boogers. So I'm like,
that's
you know
awesome.
What? I'm like, I spent all this time on your freaking food, but if you want to eat a booger, go right ahead and I'll like sit back and watch.
As long as he doesn't put ketchup on it.
Yeah. Well, do you serve him the same way you brought us chicken parm, which was a big plate of fucking nothing?
The imaginary nothing?
Yeah, it's like, hey, eat your squirrel soup. You'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
That's why I don't bring you anything, because I'm tired from him.
You see, but at least Italians eat normal food. And Mexicans, you guys eat some weird stuff.
We eat squirrels.
Menudo and shit.
Is that what's in chorizo or something?
Chorizo and menudo are both squirrel. Squirrel ass, to be specific.
Isn't it intestines or some crap?
It's intestines. Yeah. It's really actually anything hangovers. We find, anything the rooster doesn't eat in the backyard, we put into our food.
Now, Buck, what's your nationality? What are you?
I'm not quite sure, but I think I'm German and Scottish.
Germans and Scots eat weird. You eat haggis pie. That's shit, right?
I love haggis pie. I actually don't know what it is.
Harry Potter?
German and Scottish.
I don't even know what it is.
Seriously, so you just get drunk and invade whatever town is next door.
I do. Absolutely. That's exactly right, dude.
That's how we figured out where he was from.
I can say, after sitting back and just taking all this in, I think with Mark, it's Swartzman. Is that his name? Swartzman, whatever. I think that there's two sides to every story. I mean, we don't really know the whole story here with the squirrel and the barf and all that.
You busted in for that?
I just say there are two sides to every story.
My
advice would be for Vic, which is stop writing people's names because you still can't figure out what their freaking names
are. That's the problem.
Can I just say that this squirrel story would be perfect for the pop-up children's book that we were speaking about earlier? I can see that now. Squirrel vomit soup and green eggs and ham. Like, can you mix the two together?
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Squirrels are exciting for kids, you know? So
yeah.
I think that's it. Good.
Yeah.
They are less exciting once you boil them.
They're disgusting. They're rodents.
No, I like squirrels.
Rocky. Have you eaten one?
Yeah. I mean, how do you catch a squirrel, by the way?
They are
less cute. Shoot it in the head.
How do you shoot a squirrel? It's too small.
But a BB gun, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Everybody's got answers. I mean, you guys have all done this.
No, I have brothers, so I know that they do bad things.
I would kill a squirrel.
That's
great. I hope the squirrel kills you.
Oh my God. Why, you are a squirrel. Why would you kill a squirrel? Why would you do that? Would you eat it?
It's like you said, Marie, I'm on your team here. It's a rodent. It's a rodent.
There's an outside chance Vic has made love to a stuffed squirrel at some point in time.
I'd say an inside chance.
The tail
over
is powerful.
Under is real low.
The only difference is most people would have to wrap it in electrical tape so it doesn't explode when you do it. Vic is fine.
You have a system on how to have sex with things that are too small for you?
We're moving on.
Please, let's move on.
Convenient.
After these words.
That was our squirrel.
That's what a squirrel sounds like?
Yes.
What's the difference between a squirrel and a chipmunk? It's not a joke. I'm just curious.
Species?
The size of
the
claw.
No, they're rodents, too.
The amount of movies they've made, I believe.
Hamster, you said?
No, a chipmunk and a squirrel. Aren't they kind of the same thing almost?
Well, one has its own TV show, so.
Alvin, because you reminded me of Alvin and the Chipmunks, but that's not a squirrel, you guys.
It could be Alvin and the squirrels.
That is true.
But it could be.
Seriously, this is where we're going with this conversation.
This is what happens.
We're moving on.
This is where squirrel talk goes.
That's what a chipmunk is.
That's also Marie's lovemaking sound, which is why she doesn't get a lot of dates.
Which is why she's been a virgin.
She's single.
Yeah. That's her mating call.
Last week she came to the show after having made love. Is the same today?
No.
No.
That's why she's doing that call.
He'll be here in 5 minutes.
It's not the end of the month yet.
Squirrel man.
That's how I deter him from coming near me. And then he runs.
Because your cheeks are flushed like when a woman gets turned on.
I'm just looking good.
Okay, our next story. Jonathan Skull, 26, allegedly tried to steal 2 cans of beer from a liquor store by shoving them into his pants and then told an employee that the cans were his penis.
Buzzer. I'm going to say that Jonathan's a fag.
I second that.
It says the Medford Mass man went into Woody's Liquors on the evening of February 26th.
Awesome. Woody's,
when the female employee, whose name has not been released, says she saw him drop the cans in his trousers and then walk out. She told police she followed him out of the store and asked what the bulge around your ankles was, and he replied, "It's my genitals." The woman said she pointed out the bulge around his ankles was clearly not his genitals, and he proceeded to then chuck the can at her head and run away.
Oh.
Was he a black man? That could have been.
You're saying he might have had 24 ounces of balls? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying it.
Well, it was a robbery, so yes, he was.
Said the Mexican.
I just went, hey, you know what? I'm trying to leapfrog the black people. Yeah. So yes,
it was. Make yourself look
making
good.
My move. Well, making my move.
Outside, I'm offended. I got to be cool.
You're offended, really?
I am. I'm offended by that.
Yeah. Well, it's not.
I mean, it's racist.
It's racist. It was a tad racist.
That the black person stole it. You're right. He should have said the Jew would have tried to get 2 for 1.
Okay. That's insulting too.
Oh my God,
insulting.
PC man.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Let's go.
I'm not every week here.
My best friends are black people.
I have a lot of black friends.
You should let them know that.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever leave them alone in your house?
Are you kidding me?
No, you don't.
If they were real, he would. You know, if you continue to piss Vic off, he's going to fuck the shit out of Barbie when he gets home.
No. She went in her camper and she took off.
Barbie. They have a black Barbie. What's that name?
You know what? Nobody cares.
I think it's called...
I'm making my move.
Shaniqua.
Propecia.
Propecia? Really? She's named after a pill? Yeah.
That's how that sounded like your squirrel voice.
It's Propecia Flones. You know.
I'd like to have some more black friends, to be honest.
Aw, would you like some of mine?
One would be more.
Some, yeah, if you want to buy some, I got some.
Oh, my God.
Whoa,
that's a whole new level. I did not go there.
Wait a minute.
Buck comes out bucking.
Yes.
That was good, Buck. Well done.
Thank you.
Well
that's done. The first good thing I've done, probably the last.
Send your hate letters to
Buck.
I was being honest. I would like to have some black friends.
I have black friends. Oh, I can loan you
some of mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got plenty.
I don't know
if they'll stick around.
Yeah. Just go on plentyofblack.com.
I can't promise they'll like you.
Yeah.
I can promise there's a good chance they won't.
All right. Well, next story. And then we're going to get into some questions. We got a bunch today. All right, this one is only mildly disturbing. A Chinese student was allegedly horrified to realize a bottle of moisturizer she'd received from a secret admirer actually contained sperm.
Ah, that's awesome.
So she got it. She got the letter.
Yes, she got it. Let me finish. Unfortunately, she'd already rubbed it on her face.
On her face.
Zeng Lin, 19, had smoothed half of the bottle's contents over her skin before noticing an odd smell. Her roommate confirmed the white substance was actually semen.
I don't see the problem yet, but
Gao
continue.
Gao Wen, 22, had sent Lin the bottle and now has to pay compensation. He has apparently apologized for his actions, saying, quote, I did that thinking it was the ultimate way to show love.
It's nice. It's
wow.
A nice thing.
Yeah, that perspective makes a lot of sense.
I mean, you know, Asian women have been using sperm for centuries. I mean, look how good they look. I mean, it is an actual thing.
No, it is not an actual thing. I mean, it is an actual thing, but it's not a thing that you rub on your face just randomly.
I think, you know, she probably looks like she's not a day over 12 now because she used...
No, I think it's great. Oil of Bukkake. That always, I think that's a brand. That's a brand.
It is.
It is. Yeah, I've used it twice, so it's actually...
I like it.
Yeah. Come yum. That's funny.
Come yum.
Hey, look, in Hollywood, they use everything else. They've used, like, you know, bone marrow, everything. You know what I mean? So if sperm actually does
bone
something,
marrow is
they've
what
done
you came
everything.
With?
Is that actually come a young some guy, or is that how they say that?
Come young some guy.
Some young guy. Here's the thing. If that actually worked, Vic would look like he's 5.
That is true. That is,
I have had
well,
sperm
he's 130
with it, but my
son,
so. I mean,
he actually does look young. He looks like a little baby, so he probably is jizzing all over that.
Yeah. Match set point.
That didn't come from a bottle. That came from the homeless guy in the alley, though.
No, that came directly from his waist. Just shooting right up.
I have bad aim. I do have bad aim, and sometimes it does hit places it shouldn't. Yeah.
That's because you're jerking off in a supermarket, dude. Stop doing that.
Yeah, you're like,
I think you guys are missing the most disturbing part of the story, though.
What?
That her roommate is the one who had to tell him, no, that's sperm. Her roommate, what kind of whore is her roommate that, like, took one sniff and go, oh, no, that's sperm.
You can kind of smell
the smart enough
it.
One.
You can smell.
Yeah.
We'll take your word for it, Marty.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have smelled your hands, right?
Never.
Yeah, you're right.
Have you done it? Don't put your fingers in my face. Yeah. But, you know, you smell it. You put it on my arm.
Pineapple. I have to wipe it somewhere.
Right. It does not smell like pineapple. It smells like some, I don't know, it's funky.
Mine smells like fruit piece shampoo. That's very, very nice.
That's great, dude.
It is.
Mine smells like brisket.
It smells like poi.
That's why his mother likes it so much.
It smells like au jus sauce.
It's an old recipe. It's an old family recipe.
I have a roommate, and if he ever comes out of his room, he says, hey, is this semen on my face? Rent's going up, dude. I can tell you that right now.
And you're like, yes, it is.
Sorry for putting it there.
It's like poi.
What's the punishment for that, does it say? I mean, is this guy going to jail for that?
No, he had to pay compensation.
Money.
Yeah, how do they rate that? They're like, oh, semen on the face and the lotion bottle sent to a friend. Yeah, that's $700 fine.
Yeah, it's been done before.
Yes.
Well, aren't they proud people? I mean, like, she probably gets some money for that because it was humiliating.
Does that make you proud?
Whatever.
Makes me proud of her for suing.
How rich is the family?
It doesn't say. But here's when I was, like, in high school, if you had that secret crush on someone, you just made them, like, a mixtape CD.
Right. Apparently, I knew just all over that.
I did it wrong. I would always shoot on it before I gave it to him.
Thanks for the CD. I couldn't get it out of the case.
I appreciate this.
This guy's a little scary, though, if he's thinking that his jizz is like some kind of form of love to her. Like, what else is he capable of doing?
It sounds like an answer an attorney would give you to, oh, yeah, you got in trouble. You put jizz in the bottle. Tell him that this is the way you wanted to show your love. I mean, he didn't come up with that himself.
There should be a
no
Hallmark
way.
Card.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
Yeah. Whatever happened of
jizz in a bottle?
Jizz in the bottle, baby.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'd like to meet this guy. Can you call him, Drew?
Oh, all right.
Is there a number?
We'll try and get him for next week.
Yeah, do you ever get the guests on after like the advice? That's a piece of advice for the show.
That would
try to get some of these
crazy
people on and say, man, we're so amazed by your story. We'd love to interview you on the biggest show, Skid Row Records.
That'd be great. How much you want to bet
on your side?
We'll pay them $4.
I guarantee you'll get some great content from these people because they'll be like, psycho, oh, yeah, I really love
this. This guy would be like, I'll come right over.
I mean, if they're dumb enough.
Yes. How much you want to bet Marie has his number on her contact phone list? I bet you anything he's on there.
Andangwa.
There we go. See, I knew it.
All right, last story, then we're going right to questions. This one. Caden Bibo, what a
nailed,
great name.
Nailed
Caden
it.
Bibo, age 2, So you still want to go with you nailed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Caden Bebo, age 2, was either shocked or psyched when he found a paring knife embedded in his Elmo-themed birthday cake over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
His father was not as pleased. Nathan Bebo said that his son's birthday party was canceled after the family found the knife left in the cake by an employee at Walmart where he had bought the cake. Bebo made waves when he publicized the cake flop as Walmart swiftly issued an apology and considered pulling the knives from its bakeries across the country. Now, that's pretty amazing.
But how do you cook anything without knives? I don't understand.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to leave it in unless you were making that cake for an inmate.
It happens all the time.
Really?
You don't, I don't.
Yeah, how many times do you leave knives in cake when you bake?
And maybe if you're giving a guy to prison, you'd give him, right? Yeah. I mean, that's...
Dude, or a file.
Surgeons leave shit in people's bodies all the time. If you opened up half the people in America, they'd have like a bunch
extra
of stuff.
All the
stuff.
Time? Really? All the time?
I can
all
see Marie. Marie, that's the kind of mother Marie is. It's like, Mom, there's a knife in my cake. Shut up and eat.
Yeah. Just take it out. You don't have to look at it. Just take it out.
I had a root canal left in your body.
Yeah. I had a root canal and I have an axe in my stomach now. So you're right, Marie. That happens all the time. Yes.
All the time. Caden, if you can hear me and understand English at 2, I'd say your parents are cheap bastards. You shouldn't be buying a birthday cake at Walmart, okay?
Go buy anything there.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Yeah, no, you need an expensive cake for a 2-year-old. That's good. That's good.
Here's the thing with Walmart. It's like, I love how someone gets shot, but they won't pull their guns, but there's a little knife in a cake. It's like, we're going to have to get rid of the knives.
I know. Yeah. And you know what? You're right, though. You shouldn't buy cheap cake for your kid. You
it's
know,
all
I mean, they're eating it.
And crap
exactly.
And,
I just bought my son because his birthday's coming up next week, and I went to Baby Cakes, and it's all gluten and vegan and like,
boogers.
At least that's natural.
You could give him a piece of cardboard with some frosting
on
it.
And just because you could, you should.
The kid ordered a plate of snot, and you're complaining that the cake wasn't expensive enough.
I wouldn't let him eat other people's snot, but if he wants to chow down on his own, what am I going
to
do?
First of all, it's not a big deal if he eats snot.
It's a good place to draw the line.
Everyone has, everyone does.
Every one of us in this room has.
I would say that's more real than fucking our animals.
Exactly.
Yeah, our stuffed animals.
You finally said something we can all relate to.
Who's done it?
Absolutely.
What?
Eating my burgers.
You've never done that as an adult.
No, I've done it as an adult.
No. Yeah.
As an adult?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Really?
20 minutes ago.
Not really.
Yes, you have. Now you're backing down.
No,
Put some salt on it?
Yeah. I have swallowed my mucus that is very similar to a booger if it wasn't dried up.
As an adult, maybe I was in a low mood. It has happened.
You're hungry.
I think
a snack.
When I used to do cocaine, I would eat my boogers. So, I'd be like, wait a minute.
That's understandable because there could be some coke on it. All
that's right.
I want to remind our listeners, you are hearing us on Extreme Talk XM, channel 165. Our number here, 800-893-9562. You can always submit your questions online at the Bad Advice Facebook page.
Drew, I just want to say one thing very quickly. I'm very angry right now.
Why?
What I realized is that two of our special guests here have brought ladies. It's like they're flaunting their women.
I like it. And we have beautiful women
in the studio. And I broke up, a girl and I, we broke up last night, and I got to look at their love.
Okay, so we got to assume any of that part is true, that last part of the story? You broke up with somebody and it was a girl. That's what we got to assume.
Yeah, what are you going to hate, like, the whole country who's married and has a significant other?
No, but it's
other?
Like they're here.
What's
people?
The girl's name, Teddy Ruxpin?
No, they're here, they're taking pictures, they're all excited about these guys, and I got fucking
that?
Shit.
That well, upsets you? Hey, baby, I can help you out, bro.
I mean, really, I'm not jealous, I'm just here to help.
That attitude wouldn't have any bearing on that at all.
I did see that on Facebook, on Vic's page. It said, Vic and Raggedy Ann are no longer in a relationship. So I was. Yeah.
Well, Raggedy Ann wrote, "It's complicated."
His blow up doll pulled the plug.
You know what? This was a real woman, a beautiful woman. Things just didn't work out. I am happy for you too.
That's because you actually mentioned to her, you know, we're going out, right?
Did she finally see you in person? And like,
did you show her doll collection? You're like, here's my favorite doll.
Bring it on. You guys would be great therapies. I mean, I'm ready to kill myself.
We got to get to questions, guys, because we have a lot. Here we go.
Questions.
First question. This one comes from Taryn in Wilmington. Taryn wrote and said, my boyfriend and I have what I think is a good relationship. The only real problem is when it comes to going out. He doesn't like to. We get along great and have a good time whenever we stay home, but anytime I try and get him to go somewhere, we either fight or he just complains. What do I do?
I would say that you go out and bring another guy home and say, this is what happens when you don't go with me.
Ooh.
I say take him to a strip club.
How are you going to get him out? You got to bring the strip club to him.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that's true.
Hello, LA Weekly.
Yeah. I know some midgets.
Where does Taryn live? Where does she live?
Wilmington.
Wilmington. Okay. Well, yes. That's her first problem.
Yeah.
So there's nowhere cool to go in Wilmington.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he doesn't want to go out, because it sucks.
Oh, I think Taryn is missing the big point here, which is Taryn. It's clear he is ashamed of you.
No, but he's ready to die or something. Because you guys get in those moods where you're just like, I'm ready to die.
Hold on. What? We get, men get in moods? Wow, is that what you just said? Have you met, women? Have you met them?
Yeah, but okay. You guys get periods too. And yeah, you called, guys menstruate. I'm
it's
sorry.
Called PMS for men, poor me syndrome. That's what it's called.
Right?
It is, you're right.
Coincidentally, yeah. It happens when you get on your period.
That's correct.
It's usually a week after, it's weird.
So I would actually, what's her name, Terrence or Tara?
Taryn. Taryn.
I would say save up 3 months worth of EBT and then go out.
What's EBT?
Electronic Black Transaction. I mean,
EBT. Yeah, EBT.
It's free money that we give to people that need free money.
Oh.
I would say change your name, because Taryn is a stupid name.
I agree with that.
Okay, I mean,
Taryn. It's not Karen.
You're not quite Karen, right? You're like not good enough to be Karen.
I wouldn't want to go out with you either. Yeah. Anywhere.
Is Taryn wearing a name tag? What's the difference?
No one apparently wants to go out with you. So
one at a time.
I'm angry at Vic right now.
Are you angry at Vic? I just think that's okay. Well, I just think that Taryn is, like I say, it's like if he's not going out with her, it's like you need to like boost what you look like.
Let me ask you this. Why do you always go after the girl? Like, because he's a lazy slob, then it's her fault that
because
he's
I don't
a lazy
like
slob.
To go out. That's why. I completely relate to her.
That's he's
like,
the wrong guy for her.
I can love you divorce right him. Here on the couch.
What?
Oh, are they married?
He's there to the couch.
I think Taryn should just get the Obama blow up doll.
Perfect.
I think she should tie a string to his dick and walk out the door. And he will follow her.
And tie it to the back of your truck.
Well, okay. As long as we're going after guys, the next question, again, this is like, you want to know what's wrong with guys? Evan in Portsmouth wrote and said, my girlfriend accuses me of not caring. That's not the case. I'm just not an emotional person. I never have been. I guess my question is, are some people just not wired to show emotion?
Well,
men?
Asperger.
Robots?
Yes.
Blow-up dolls?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Men? Blow-up dolls?
Anything Vic's dating?
This radio show is really good for you men because it gets you talking, you know, because normally probably when you're home, you're probably like bouncing
what?
Against the wall.
I hear you Ooh, saying that. Your lips are moving, but I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying?
Yeah, it's confusing.
This is actually true. I read this in the paper 2 days ago. They did a study, and when you want to talk about like the difference in communication, they said a woman averages 7,000 words a day. The average woman speaks 7,000. You know what a man speaks? 2,000.
Mm, yeah. See? Most of it's yes, no.
That's the way we like it, bitch.
I agree.
All right.
Okay.
Shut up.
But I imagine if you only spoke 500 words a day, how much more selective you'd be about what you say, and we would all do a lot more action.
That's true, but you would be judged as having like special needs or something.
I think Marie said,
I've already reached my limit. Thank you.
I think Marie said 7,000 words in the first half of the show.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
But that makes her adorable. You know
Aww,
what I mean?
Thank you.
I didn't know she was in the room,
Why are you such a kiss ass? Why is he such a kiss ass?
Because we're friends, Vic. We like
each other.
Yes, we're friends.
Yeah, and by the way,
it's his birthday.
And it's my birthday.
And for the record, I'd like everyone to know out there that Buck and I were the two that had girlfriends that Vic was referring to.
Yes,
right.
So just, I want that out there that we're the two cool guys.
In case anybody thought that I could get somebody to come with me.
Our listeners have heard me talk. They know I don't have one of those.
Anyone can find someone on Craigslist Casual Encounters.
Well, why haven't you?
Not if you don't have these.
And yet you're sitting here bitching.
Exactly. Where's your casual encounter?
Yes.
Not so casual.
Yes.
Wow. In the return bin at Target.
Yeah, right?
Wow. Go back.
Way back.
This doll was supposed to talk, not run away.
It just released.
You guys didn't really deal with Evan in Portsmouth, though. As far as people not caring, it's like, listen, man. It's some people are that way. I always have to tell a woman, it's like, it's not you. It's just I'm dead inside.
Yeah. I've been accused of being dead inside, but that was a long time ago.
Actually playing dead.
That was a long time ago. Now her husband knows better than to say shit like that.
I think you should care after the 10th year.
I think, Evan, you should contact a therapist because we are not the right place for you.
I disagree with that.
Is he happy? Did he say he's happy in that?
Yeah, he says he cares. He's just, he doesn't like showing emotion. It's like, I forgot where I, it was on Dexter. The line, because I always said, like, I'm very much like the character Dexter, just without the killing part.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's like, and the quote that Dexter had in the beginning of the show, do you guys remember? He said, the hardest part about, the hardest part about caring is faking it.
Oh, that's so true.
It is true.
That's deep.
Yeah. It is deep.
It's true.
I just think guys don't think a lot at times.
I do.
Like, women are thinking all the time, and they think that we're thinking all the time. And a lot of times, we're just not thinking.
I know. You know what? That's when I started letting up on my husband. So I'm like, oh, you have nothing going on in there.
Nothing. And women have to realize that we have nothing sometimes going on up there at all.
You know what I mean? You're just a post.
Take action. Yeah. Action.
80% of what is going on in his head is, I wish you would shut up right now.
No, I think it's tofu. There's like nothing until I flavor it. You know what I mean? Like, I have to flavor that shit. Right.
I'm very deep, and I think a lot. And I don't know why you hang out with. I got a bunch of Neanderthals here who don't do shit.
You're 3 feet tall. How deep? Can you be?
I think about a lot. You should see my self-help shelf. I've got so many self-help books. I think all the time.
You're deep in a puddle.
Books, I was actually just talking about this today, but self-help books don't, and I love them
They're
too,
great.
But they don't fucking tell the truth. The truth is, life's a fucking battle. Excuse my language, but it's the truth.
Oh, yeah, here, that hurts.
And you're going to have to get up, and you're going to have to fight. And a lot of times, you're going to have to keep your emotion out of this shit if you want to get anywhere.
Road less traveled, first sentence. Life is difficult.
But let me add to that. You know what would not make a good self-help book if the whole book is, yeah, you're screwed, dude.
Yeah. I understand. That's not good. I mean, I get it, but it's an inspirational book. But at the same time, just put a little piece
Point
in there.
Is,
like, you're going to have to fight.
Marie,
you know what?
Marie, update, newsflash. Men aren't like they were in 1950. We are evolved.
Wow.
You this is a 19. Put your little mittens down.
This is a 1950.
Oh, okay? Angry gnome time.
Can you imagine Vic at home reading a self-help book?
No,
book?
Gets
it's
up.
Like Deepak Jew.
He's reading Mein Kampf.
Yes.
Is it not ironic?
You guys
gotta
go there.
Oh, and just back in your high chair and calm down.
Is it not ironic that the guy who looks like a baby monkey screamed, "We're evolved"? Is that not ironic?
Listen.
By the way, I am going to go see that new movie you're in, the Wizard of Oz thing.
Wow.
You're in that?
Because.
Wow.
Is that your Britney impression?
No, that's my Vic as a little munchkin.
He's a flying monkey. He's not a munchkin.
No, I do.
Sorry.
I'm a sensitive man, Evan. You read self-help books. I do. Go to therapy. I'm involved.
And apparently, it's helping.
What it's helping? The therapist.
That's right.
I agree, though, with Buck. Like, you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve a lot, and you know what? People can read me. Like,
you don't have sleeves on.
It's just, you know what? Sometimes it's good to like keep it in, unlike in the outside where the work world, but at home. You got to show a little because she'll eventually stray.
I think Evan was abused.
Show it.
Evan, were you abused? Were you touched in a bad place? I mean, obviously something's making you shut up and we get help with that.
Oh my God. I can't take anything you say seriously. Even when he's serious. You know what I mean? We could just
substitute Evan's name for mine. I'm just going to assume there is nothing wrong with him. All right. Our next question, as long as we're on this, let's just move right on because Diana in Bakersfield wrote and said, who's smarter, men or women?
Oh, women. Proven.
Shouldn't be asking that question to begin with.
I don't care where the hell these women are.
Diana, just the fact that you asked that question
makes you an ass.
Exactly. Yeah. There's the answer right there.
No,
men.
It does not.
You're from Bakersfield.
No. Stop.
Well, that's it.
Stop.
That's the end of story.
Simple. You guys, do anybody in this room have kids? No. All right.
Yes.
You don't listen to. You have kids. Okay.
Yeah.
So don't you notice on the playground? Do you have a boy or a girl?
I have a boy and a girl.
I have a boy. All right, then let's just take your boy
and
your girl.
The kid eats boogers, by the way.
Hold on. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Regularly.
He eats freaking boogers.
Has to wear a helmet to the kitchen table.
They're focused, and they do things faster. They walk faster. They talk
girls
faster.
Girls are smarter.
Thank you.
They are.
Thank you.
But
and then they outgrow it.
Yeah.
Well, at teenage years, they lose their fucking mind. Yeah. But
they're smarter in a different way. Boys are smarter when it comes to engineering or putting things together. But girls are smarter because they think about things. They're like, I don't want to hurt myself.
No, here's the thing, Murray, do you know when a woman's about to say something intelligent? When the sentence starts with, "So a man once told me."
You're gonna get punched in the nuts. nutsack. How about that? Really, that's fucking nice. Smart.
Match set point.
Which ball you want punched
in?
I
was the first nutsack threat on the show.
Oh, she's given many of those. Trust
that
me.
That is nice.
Oh, man. You know, I could say it because I've done it to a guy, so.
Really?
Punch
yeah. And intelligent people are always known for resorting to violence.
It's a new joke to a woman. What do you tell a guy with two swollen nuts? Nothing. You've already punched him.
I like that.
Can I speak to Diana? Diana, if you're out there, and I know you probably don't get reception in Bakersfield.
I was going to say, she's in Bakersfield. There's Diana, no one intelligent
Diana,
there.
If you are,
oh, my God.
If you are out there, Diana, I just it's not really who's smarter, men or women. I just like to put that out there. The real question is, please email me on how strong your vagina is.
Please. I'd like to know that. And I want to say, Diana, you are a fucking moron. You are immature.
Unjustified.
This isn't what adults talk about. What are you, 10 years old? Who's smarter, men and women?
We're adults,
adult question.
You're talking about it. Yeah. Well, you're not an adult.
We're not great
true.
Examples of what adults talk about.
Wait, one of your dolls that abuse you named Diana?
He's got them all. He's got a Taryn doll.
We're here to give real advice. We're not college kids.
We're not.
Advice, fine. But we're not
We're 7 months into the show and you still don't get it.
This coming from a man who pays alimony to Smurfette. What the fuck is going on here?
We're not kids in a dorm room at USC talking shit about nothing.
We're
kids at Skid Row Studios talking about nothing.
First of all, he's turning into one big aneurysm today.
Yeah, I know.
Except the word big, right, but yes.
It is that time. I got to remind everybody, you're hearing us on SkidRowStudios.com as well as Extreme Talk XM, channel 165. Appreciate everybody. Our number, 800-893-9562. We're going to keep the conversation here going with Kyle in Fresno. And this is interesting. This isn't an advice thing, but he posed an ethical question, and I am going to use it on the show. He says, if you could choose between living until 90, and just the way, it's a crapshoot, or knowing you would only live till 75, but that up until that day, you'd be in perfect health the whole time, which would you choose?
75?
That's easy. Yeah, 75.
75, what is that, like 2 years from now?
Yeah. For me, yes. No, you see, I understand Gus. Like, I know you.
Yeah.
You live on fast food. You don't really exercise.
I'm on a fast decline right now.
Yeah, but I would say if they offered you 2 months from now, you should take it.
Yeah, if I make it to the end of the show, I'm pumped. I can tell you that right now, dude.
It has to be more stuff to it, like money.
No. You see, now that last question, who's more intelligent?
Yeah.
I'm more intelligent. I'm thinking of the bottom line.
You're quiet down.
Money, bitch.
You're changing the question. I would like to change it.
If I could have Jerry Buss's life up to 75 or live my life till 90, yeah, then I'm taking 75 Buss. But, that's.
How about this? Live to 90 or live to 60, but you can have sex with any woman you ever want.
How about this?
I'll live till 90.
You stick with the fucking question.
Yeah, how about that? Yell at him now.
Hey, Marie, again, Japan is not in Brazil.
I'm sorry.
But women are smarter.
Thank you. But he said it in a Japanese tone. That's my defense.
What's interesting is finally a hillbilly from Fresno came up with an intelligent question.
I like that.
That's true.
I don't like that question.
I'm still confused
like
who Buck
question?
Is.
I'm boycotting it. Yeah. I boycott that question.
All right, Kyle, then we'll move on.
Yeah, Kyle, go on and get some pussy.
Kids in the story. You only boycott injured kid stories.
You can't tell me what I boycott. I boycott it.
I apologize. Women are smarter. I apologize.
I think Kyle should meet up with Taryn.
All right, well, okay, you know what? We're going to go back for 1 second. Let me pose this to you. Yes. I'm willing to concede that women are smarter.
Yeah.
If you'll concede that, okay, women are smarter, but women are evil.
Oh, for sure. Like, there's a show called Snapped where some guy dies every episode. It's awesome. But it's because they get revenge. You don't fuck with a woman.
Women are evil. I do agree with that. And here's the thing, because I've always said this. Like, you know how there's that one word you can call a woman that will set her off, every time?
Fat?
Like, yeah, if you ever... Oh, it's a ratio. We could say it. If you ever want to see a woman act like a cunt, just call her one. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. There is no word in the English language that is derogatory for men. None, ever. We don't have one.
Well, I mean, you're not as manipulative, right. I wouldn't say.
Well, that's the thing.
But being manipulative and being evil, it requires a lot of intelligence.
I agree.
Okay? You guys are like dumb dogs in the corner licking your balls.
It also requires alimony because you don't have any other job. You know, so it's like,
we're the cats.
Every woman is like a James Bond villain. You know what I mean?
Seriously. Stroking a hairless cat.
Stroking a hairless pussy. Just, you know. Yeah, just...
But Marie, before we move on to the next question, do you know why we don't have a word that's as mean-spirited as that word?
Because you're not mean.
No, because we don't deserve one.
Yeah. Not true. I got a couple of mean words to fucking describe a bunch of men.
All right. I say that's the same reason we don't have a bad word for white people.
Thank you, Buck. You're
wow,
right.
You really are German.
Like a racist bitch.
Yes. You know, yes.
Okay. By the way, my girlfriend is from Mexico, and I love her to death. So.
Yes,
wait a minute. We have two in the room? How is it you two have not canceled each other out?
He makes her wear blue contacts.
Yes. No.
Wait, your girlfriend's Mexican, and your girlfriend...
She's a master Mexican.
My girlfriend is Nicaraguan,
Nicaraguan,
and yes, am white, so she's my knicker. Yes, she's my little Nicaraguan. Yes, Nicaraguan. Nice. We're going there, right? Right.
We've passed that point.
We're in trouble.
Great,
we have another relationship question. This relationship question comes from Kevin in Westwood, and Kevin says, I live in California, and my girlfriend lives in New York. She wants me to move there, and I want her to move here. We both have jobs we like, but either could work in the other place. Move to Oklahoma.
Kevin,
you're halfway.
How hot is she? If she weighs over 400, stay in Westwood.
It doesn't matter how hot she is. Go to New York because it's the best friggin' city on the planet.
New York sucks.
I'll cut you, bitches. New York is the best. I live in LA because I have to.
She's living in LA.
Can you cut me before you do the nut punch?
Can I please?
Yeah. That'd be nice.
I'm good. I have good scissor work.
I just say it's all about the sex. You know, if the sex is good, go anywhere.
Yeah, Marie's
why
like those
can't
Mexican-
she bring the sex good. Here? No, the,
well, she's
the
400 pounds. She's not moving anywhere too fast.
She's 400 pounds.
Hold on.
She can unscrew
the vagina, you keep the vagina, you throw the rest of the woman away, if that's possible.
I would totally put it in one of those big manila envelopes and ship it off if I could.
All right. Here's my address. Have the insurance. Kevin, pay for the insurance.
Kevin, I'll give you the final piece of advice. You should move to New York, but not for the reason Marie said, not because it's a cool
place.
For
the pizza.
Why?
No, you move there because I assume, just like with every relationship, it is going to end.
That's nice. That's hard.
And it's going to be much easier for you to leave than if you move her out here than to get her back out. You can just disappear.
That's good advice.
That's really bad advice.
Hey,
I love it. Have you met the show?
The show? Bad advice? You douche. You don't even know your own show.
That was great advice. That was awesome. That was good advice. That was perfect advice
because you people can't make up your fucking mind.
Five star
advice. That was horrible advice. I love it.
All right. Here's the next question then. This one comes from Daryl in Hawthorne. My girlfriend is a dancer. Her latest thing is she's in a group that does interpretive dance. She wants me to go to her show, but I would sooner stab myself in the eye. How do I get out of going?
Buy her a pole.
Stab her in the eye. She can maybe work that into the interpretive dance anyway. That's
push her down some stairs. Injure her.
I have to tell you, there is nothing more
frustrating
than dating somebody that's not good at something. You know what I mean? And they are constantly pursuing
like
a bad actor.
She's bad at it, though.
I thought you said that she was.
I love how you don't listen to the question.
Does this take place in Japan? Is this in Japan?
Yes.
Let me do this question for you. Ding, 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 ding.
I'd like to listen, Daryl. Daryl, what you do is you join her interpretive dance class. Now, this is serious. And when she sees how fucking stupid it really looks, she'll realize how fucking stupid she's looked the last 2 months, and she'll quit.
I have bad advice, too.
You should have her, like sign up for a synchronized swimming class together and then say, okay, well, if you... don't want to do this, and I don't want to do this.
You were halfway through. You're like, oh, God, this idea blows.
Marie just turned into Vic. Yeah. She's like, I'm going to talk, but I don't know why.
Yes. She even took notes.
Thanks. I've done nothing here, but somehow I got
ripped. Everybody focus something.
I'm so used to you talking,
soon.
I thought I would put you right in the conversation.
I got distracted. A little ADD. Sorry. I lost
it. Marie has had for the last 10 minutes on a constant loop in her head, we're so much smarter than men. We're so much smarter than men.
What I would say to Daryl is just be happy you're dating a dancer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is a gift.
Here's the thing, though. I went out with a girl, Vic. I went out with a girl and it wasn't interpretive dance, which I interpretive dance is just freaking weird, but she was in a modern dance thing and I had to go to the show and I was like, oh.
What makes it modern dance?
Yeah, what kind of dance is
it's happening
that?
Now? What makes it modern
dance? You mean like
dance?
Contemporary?
Honestly, I don't know.
Is it contemporary?
Yeah.
Don't you watch So You Think You Can Dance? What's the genre? What's the style?
I don't know, but here's the thing. I totally understand. So what I think is similar to what he said, okay?
Who, the Mexican?
The giant Mexican.
Mexicans don't even have names. He's like, whatever that guy
that,
said
that
in the corner.
That thing over there? That giant
thing in the corner. No, what Dave said, it's like, you don't have to go so far as to join the class. I say, you should do an interpretive dance of why you don't want to go. And that basically is you naked, waving your cock in her face and giving her the finger.
Oh, like slapping it? That's interpretive. Like, I slap you.
That has been interpreted before.
Or the other idea is take up stand-up comedy and start doing open mics and, you know, really and make her go to every open mic. That's really painful.
You would fuck somebody up like that? That's the worst.
Especially if you don't. That's the worst advice of the day. That's bad advice.
Yes.
That's great.
That's good advice.
Go to Universal Bar and Grill and you're number 80.
Bring her show.
Yeah.
That'll fuck her up.
We're at 62, baby. We're almost there.
All right. Our next question. This one comes from Helen in Miami. Helen said, I think my husband may have ADD. He never looks me in the eye when I talk to him. He always seems distracted. Sometimes I'll be telling him a story and he'll walk away mid-sentence. What can I do to get him to focus?
He doesn't have ADD. He has a penis. He's not. As soon as she starts talking, he's done.
He's got two things. He has a penis and a boring wife.
Use that ADD as an excuse all the time. My husband does.
I tuned you out. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I tell my husband, he goes, oh, I forgot I have ADD. I'm like, you know what? I'm bipolar. I'm going to fucking stab you in the neck. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, and then I'll kiss you.
Brought to you by New York.
No bullshit, though.
I think.
It's not an excuse.
I tuned out right when I heard her name.
Helen,
I'm done.
No, no, maybe she could like dip herself in some kind of chocolate or something. What's his favorite thing to
dip
do?
Dip herself in chocolate? Is that what's going on?
I think she
should.
Should I tell you the meat story?
She should get a megaphone.
She should ask for a divorce and say she's taking half. If she wants his attention.
Yeah, that'll get some focus.
That will get attention.
Well, yeah. Helen, men are very visual. Can you send us a fucking picture, please? We need to see what you look like before we can even continue. We're very visual.
We need to see.
I need to see what Helen
looks
like.
Helen's an old name. I mean, he might be in his 90s. It might just be he can't hear, period.
Well, who could be Helen?
She should put every activity on her chest that they're going to do. Like, when they have dinner, she should just tape the plate
to
her chest.
You should all do that. What are you talking about? You mean she?
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Gonna...
Oh, I have to throw out the nipple trash. I see that. Okay.
I'm going to duct tape a T-bone steak to my chest tonight.
You just got me so horny. Yes.
You know what? You owe us a chicken parm. That's how you serve it next week.
Yes, that's right.
Chicken parm, baby.
I am.
Unless you got those long skinny ones, and then it's like cannoli.
I'll still eat the parm, but yeah.
Did you just say parm?
No, I didn't. He can't talk today.
Okay. All right. Our next question. This one comes from Rhonda. Rhonda's in Tarzana. Rhonda wrote, my kid won't eat vegetables. He just refuses. What can I do?
Hide them in potatoes and stuff and other foods. Here's, like make a meatloaf.
Did you just come with hide a vegetable in a vegetable?
Wrap it in a booger.
Like potatoes. Yeah. I should totally tuck it in a booger.
I would squirt your breast milk on it.
That's how you eat it, Vic.
That's how
Vic's mom gets them to Thanksgiving.
I would totally eat up all those vegetables.
How do you know? You've never tasted it before. You don't know.
I know what I like, even without tasting it.
It is very tasty.
Dave, you had something?
No, I was just going to say, put the carrots on Marie's chest.
That's me to eat the vegetables.
Drew would have the perfect eyesight. Yeah, he'd be like, the carrot man.
That's a great idea. Hire a hooker and stick carrots in her vagina.
Why would a 2-year-old or a baby like want to eat a vagina? That's disgusting.
No, who said he was two?
Before we move on, who said he was two?
I don't know.
No, it could be 10. When I was 10, I would have eaten a carrot out of vagina. I would have loved that.
That's because you are weird. No, here is the final piece of advice. Okay, this is what you do.
Cabbage in her ass.
This is what you do. Okay. Rhonda, we did a story. You can either lead by example or like a scared straight thing. So here's what you do. We did a story a while back. It's called butt chugging. Oh, you remember that? They pour beer and it's ingested. You tell them if he doesn't eat them, this is how he's going to have to get his vegetables.
Oh, by chugging it.
Vegetable enema.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody for coming in. We have Ken August. Make sure you stay tuned right here on Skid Row Studios. I'm going to be staying here and we're going to be doing a brand new episode of the weekly wrap up. Get caught up on the world stories. Vic Cohen, It's a Fair Question every Wednesday night at 10, I believe.
That is correct.
And
yes.
Also go to VicCohen.com. Dave Nunez, happy birthday. You are the Brea Improv tonight. At what
Improv.
Time?
Brea Improv tonight, 11 p.m. Great show. Free tickets at Dave Nunez Comedy on Twitter.
Go to Dave Nunez Comedy at Twitter. Yes. And Dave's a very funny man. I look forward to doing shows with him. Buck Starr, you're over on GoCast Network. You can check out some really great content over there.
Yep.
Marie Del Preti.
March 23rd at the Azul Restaurant in Palm Springs, 8 o'clock, and at Marie Del Preti. Follow me.
I am Drew Marks. Make sure you subscribe free to Bad Advice at the iTunes Store. Make sure you like the Bad Advice Facebook page. I would like to thank all our listeners. You guys are great. We have a great time. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hide your dolls.